And actually, in the breast cancer clinical researchers, capecitabine is the most common choice in that situation. So I think it's a new concept because people thought in the past you have to use anthracycline or taxane. Of course, the obvious next question is, are you going to add in bevacizumab?
And for me, the answer is yes. And I would do it, assuming the patient passes the basic screening, doesn't have uncontrolled hypertension, is not acutely anticoagulated, and doesn't have brain metastases. I have to say one more thing on this brain metastases front, though. Once you get into this business of screening for it, it's a big issue that you have to be prepared for. Up to a fifth of the patients who get a scan in a setting where they're asymptomatic but with metastatic breast cancer will in fact be found to have something. And a lot of that will be malignancy. Some of it will be benign disease, but you do have to be prepared for the findings on these scans.
What's the dose and schedule that you're going to use of the bevacizumab with capecitabine?
Well, we do it in a way that we hope is most convenient for the patients. And so if they're getting every 21-day capecitabine, we would give the 15 milligram per kilo dose every third week. If, on the other hand, they're getting treated every other week with capecitabine, we would probably use the 10 milligrams every other week dose.
Okay, so let's say you give that therapy. Patient has a great response. Response lasts more than a year. And then she progresses still minimally or asymptomatic. Then what?
Well, for me then, we're just getting into the conventional management of stage 4 breast cancer, and this means, for me, sequential single-agent chemotherapy. And while I might choose one or another, and I'll answer your question in a moment, I would not for a moment suggest that there's a best way. And typically for us, we would go to a taxane at this point. But others might choose to go to an anthracycline, they may choose to go to vinorelbine, they may choose to go to gemcitabine, and I actually think that you really can't make a compelling argument that one route or the other is better. It's all about balancing, for me, toxicities acutely against quality of life.